Today we have a short passage from Matthew chapter 5, and this is the Lord's teaching about how He fulfills the Old Testament. The Lord says, "Do not think I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill." So the Lord did not get rid of the Ten Commandments. The Lord deepened the Ten Commandments, and He interiorizes the Ten Commandments. For example, the Lord would say, you know, Moses said to you, "Thou shalt not kill," but I say to you, "Do not even grow angry with a person," right? And He said, you know, Moses said, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." Jesus says, "Do not even look lustfully at another person," right? So the Lord does not get rid of the Ten Commandments. He deepens them. He makes them more interior. It's not just obeying the outer, it's the inner part of the heart that's included as well. So the Lord gives us the Beatitudes that help to deepen and fulfill and enrich the Ten Commandments. They don't do away with the Ten Commandments, but the Beatitudes together with the Ten Commandments give us a more profound and deeper spiritual life. So the Lord says, "I have come to fulfill." You know, in fact, there are some wonderful books about how the Lord fulfilled all of the Old Testament prophecies. And there were literally hundreds and hundreds, I forget the exact number, but perhaps over 600 Old Testament prophecies that the Lord fulfilled. That He would be born in Bethlehem, that He'd be raised in Nazareth, that He'd be born of a virgin, and that, you know, the Magi from the east would come to worship the newborn king. That He would be the suffering servant of Isaiah, that He would be Emmanuel, God with us, that He would be like a lamb led to the slaughter, that He would be killed between two thieves, that they would cast dice for His garments, that they would give Him, you know, sour wine to drink. So all these things the Lord fulfilled, every one of these Old Testament prophecies. Bishop Sheen talks about this on one of his tapes, and he says, "What are the odds or the chances that one man could fulfill all of these 600 plus prophecies? What are the odds?" You know, if you go to the horse race, you know, a horse might be, the odds might be 5-1, right? Or 10-1 odds, or 30-1. The odds that one man would fulfill all of these is 1 out of 56, but you have to add 93 zeros after that. Okay, imagine that. That's the odds that one man could fulfill all of these things. 1 out of 56 chances, but with 93 zeros. It's just astronomical. It's more than millions to one, basically, is what that means. So then the Lord talks about, you know, that He came to fulfill the law, the prophets, the Old Testament. And He says, "Whoever breaks the commandments and teaches others to break the commandments will be least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys the commandments and teaches others to obey the commandments will be greatest in the kingdom of heaven." I always think about this when I think of moms and dads that are teaching the faith to the children, and you grandparents teaching the faith to your kids and grandkids. Jesus says, if you obey and teach the commandments, you'll be among the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. CCD teachers and homeschool moms and Catholic school teachers and regular moms and dads that are passing on the faith, and you as grandparents passing on the faith, the Lord says, you will be great in the kingdom of heaven if you obey the commandments and teach others to do so.